This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's tag along with the experience. And part of a great experience would be winning some bets on said game. So let's run down the slate and see what our favorite angles are on some of these games. Let's start with the Twins and the Royals. It's Zach Greinke going against Pablo Lopez, the newly acquired pitcher coming over from the Marlins, now the starting day pitcher or opening day pitcher for the Minnesota Twins. The line on this one, Twins favored on the money line, minus 145, a total of 8.5. Jinx, is there anything you found here that people need to know?
Well, I think I'm going to go with the Royals on the money line at plus 120. I know it's Kansas City, but Zach Greinke, as old as he is, and I know he's been around forever, last year at home in Kansas City, his ERA was under 2, which is pretty remarkable. So clearly the Twins are the better team. I get that, but I think there's real value in Kansas City at home with Greinke on the mound. So let's go Royals.
I think the only sabotage factor for Zach Greinke as the opening day starter is sometimes he is not somebody who takes spring training that seriously. Like, I remember when he was playing for the Diamondbacks and, like, he didn't show up till spring training till a couple weeks late and he was, like, in Cabo or something. But, yeah, a veteran pitcher, and maybe that is where you get some value. I think the Royals do have some good young players that maybe can keep this one close. I do think it's going to be a lower scoring game because weather is going to be a factor in a lot of these games. I think the weather in Kansas City today is supposed to be, like, in the 40s, I think. So, again, you've got to consider that. I'm wondering how Zach Greinke's going to do with the pitch clock because this is going to affect a lot of starters, especially guys who don't like to throw quickly. Like, I don't know how it's going to affect him, but some of these veteran pitchers have, you know, I'm not going to say thrown tantrums, but they don't look very happy about it. But it also, it's tough on batters as well. As we've seen in spring training, some guys are just standing there and they're not ready and then automatic strike. So I'm torn on this one. I don't think I would trust the Twins, even though the money looks like it's going that way as they've moved up to minus 155. But I'm not going to talk you off the Royals here. It plus money. I do like it. So let's go on to the Mets and the Marlins. This is a matchup that I think a lot of people will want to watch because it's a duel of two of the best pitchers in all of baseball. We've got Max Scherzer going for the Mets and facing off with the reigning Cy Young winner, Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins. We've got the Mets minus 120, Marlins even money, total of 6.5. Jenks, what's the read?
I'm looking at a first five under here, maybe. And I need to look at the number, which is probably, what, 3.5, something really low. But when you have two of the best pitchers in the game going at it, I absolutely feel like we're going to see one of the best duels of the day. And also, look, Max Scherzer, you were talking about the pitch clock. Like no pitcher, I think, loves and has embraced the pitch clock more than Max Scherzer. He talks about, and he'll play mind games with you where he will sit there and pitch at the last second or wait for you to get uncomfortable a little bit and then go. But he thinks it's an advantage for pitchers, so I expect him to use it here. Alcantara, as we know, one of the best in the game. The first five total is 3. It's minus 105 to the under. I get that it's really low, but I think I'd go with it. I think we're going to see two guys just go at it today.
Yeah, so alternate read on that. It's the same handicap, but it's just another bet. Max Scherzer over 5.5 strikeouts. Do we like it? Because like you said, nobody's going to embrace this pitch clock more than Max Scherzer. He loves this nonsense of pitching quickly. Mm-hmm. And plus, he has excellent strikeout stuff. Pitched 100 pitches in his last spring training start. So I think he's going to have a full leash. And even if Buck Showalter comes out there and says, hey, man, you need to come out of the game. We need to save you. Don't you think Max Scherzer is going to like laugh in his face? I'm like, nah, dude, I'm staying in. So I think Max Scherzer, strikeout prop 5.5. Give me the over.
Love it. I'm with you on that. I think I like that bet even better because I tend to forget about props. It's not my strength. That market is not my strength. But yeah, I'm with you. Let's do it.
Yeah, Max Scherzer, we need 6 strikeouts out of you, buddy. And it's not like the Marlins are like some monster lineup that usually sends opposing pitchers packing early. But we'll see. Knock on wood. All right, so next up on the slate, we have Rockies and Padres squaring off. We have the Padres big favorites, minus 210 on the money line. the Rockies plus 170 and a total of 7.5 runs. Herman Marquez, the opening day starter for the Rockies. Blake Snell going for the Padres. What do you make of this game? Like, Blake Snell's a great pitcher, but he's also somebody mm-hmm. that can kind of give it up. So I have trouble trusting him.
I completely agree. I think the over is the play here. I feel like that this total is maybe a half run too short. Herman Marquez had an ERA of 5 last season, and now he has to face this murderer's row of Juan Soto and Manny Machado. And I know that Fernando Tatis is starting in AAA, not there yet, but he will get there. Still, Herman Marquez gives up a lot. And you're right about Blake Snell. He can be a strikeout machine, but he's not as effective as he has been in previous years. I'm going to go over 7.5.
Yeah, I like that as well. And plus, I would imagine the weather in San Diego is not supposed to be as brutal as some of these East Coast cities. So, really like the over there. And looking at some of these splits, there are a couple guys that kind of have some good numbers against Blake Snell. CJ Cron hitting .450 over 20 at-bats. And there are a couple guys who have home runs, CJ being one of those, and Edwin Diaz, also with a homer as well, off Blake Snell. So like the over as well, 7.5. Let's go. Blue Jays, Cardinals going to the Midwest for this matchup. Cardinals even money at home. Blue Jays minus 120 behind Alek Manoah, their ace. And St. Louis is throwing Miles Mikolas. I was kind of surprised he was their opening day starter, but they don't have a especially star-studded rotation this year. But Jenks, it's always hard for me to go against the Cardinals at home. They just feel like one of those teams that, you know, they have a great lineup. They usually play the game like the right way, fundamentally sound. So are you willing to fade the Cardinals at home?
I am, believe it or not. This is more of a gut play than anything else. I just think it's a good price on the Blue Jays at minus 120. And you're right, the Cards at even money in St. Louis. I don't fault anyone for making that bet. But this is also going back to last year where Alek Manoah was really good to me. Whenever I backed him, you know how it is. There's some players or some teams that you just stay away from. There's other players and teams that you tend to bet on a more regular basis because they tend to come home for you. Alek Manoah won me some cash last year. I have a sprinkle on the Blue Jays at 12-1 to win the World Series, sprinkle on the Padres at 9-1. So I'll just take what I think is the better team at a pretty cheap price. So give me the Blue Jays on the money line.
Yeah, I like that, especially with the lineup that Toronto has. It's not just Alek Manoah. He's got a murderer's row of batters at his disposal to hopefully give him a little bit of run support. Miles Mikolas has had some good seasons, but he is far from dominant, so would not fault you there. I think it could go either way. Let's go on to Houston. The Astros and the White Sox squaring off. Astros minus 155, the money line, and the White Sox plus 130. Total of 7. Dylan Cease, the flame-throwing pitcher for the White Sox, going against Framber Valdez. This is a night game, 7:08 p.m. First pitch. What's the play?
It's just to the over at minus 120, but I like the under here. I know there's a lot of big bats in both of these lineups, but man, Dylan Cease was just so good last year, an ERA of 2.20. And again, you have to go back to last season, which can help you, but it doesn't necessarily correlate. But I just remember Framber Valdez in the postseason and what he did in his 4 games in the playoffs last year. Started 4 games, allowed a total of 4 runs. He was just an absolute unit. So maybe if you wait a tick, you get this at 7.5. I'm going to go under.
I'm hesitant there just because it is 2 good lineups, and as dominant of stuff as Dylan Cease has, sometimes he gives up some runs. So maybe that's the sabotage factor there. Maybe his strikeout prop is worth a look, because I know the Astros don't strike out a lot, but Dylan Cease has that top end stuff to where he can strike out just about anybody. So I'm intrigued to watch this game, but I don't think I'm going to make a play, because I think the sabotage factor for the under is also that this game is not weather dependent. And also the Astros play it kind of a bandbox. Like, it's a short porch out there in left field. So I'm going to stay away, but interested to see how that one unfolds. Let's get to the Angels and the A's, because the unicorn is on the mound here. Shohei Ohtani going for the Angels against Kyle Muller of the A's. We know the Angels big favorites when Ohtani's on the mound. Minus 225, A's plus 170, total of 7. Jinx, is there a way to play this game despite everyone on God's green earth knowing that Ohtani You know, is a great player and certainly can change game.
I would go over just based on Mueller being so bad. I mean, the A's just have no one. They're going to be so bad. Mueller started 3 games last season, had an ERA over 8. There were at least 7 runs in each of those games. Now, I know you think, well, look, if Ohtani pitches a shutout, which he certainly could, especially against this Oakland lineup, Angels could win this thing 6-0. But based on Mueller being so bad, all the A's have to do, I think, is punch across a run or two and the over hit. So give me over 7.
I feel like I don't want to play this one because every single angle seems so square, but it also could definitely be the case because the A's just, they don't have a whole lot. So it's either the Angels in the first 5 minus a half for me, even though we saw it last year. Ohtani can be absolutely dominant, but sometimes he doesn't get the run support that he needs to be up by a run in the first 5. What about a strikeout prop? Do we think Ohtani can punch 7 tickets? The over 6.5 juice to minus 135, because maybe that's the play. But obviously, he needs to go deep enough in this game to get that number. But, like, I'm not taking the under.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to bet it, you have to bet the over. It's juice to the over for a reason. I don't mind that at all. I just always wonder when it comes to Ohtani, like, you don't get any value, I think. But if you're going to bet on him, you have to bet the over. It's just that, you know, of all the props, the number is always going to be spot on with Shohei.
Well, and that's the other angle there is he pitched in the World Baseball Classic. He pitched in the championship. And so he is already zeroed in. He already has his arm fully warmed up. So I think he's going to be ready to go. I think it's going to be showtime for the Angels. And then quickly, a couple other games to get to. Indians-Mariners, Mariners minus 115, Guardians minus 105, a great pitching matchup here. Shane Bieber, Luis Castillo, total of 6.5. Jinx, it's very low, but I'm leaning towards the under.
Yeah, man, it is low.
It's a tough one.
Of all the games I looked at, I feel like this was the most difficult to handicap because of the two great pitchers. And the money line is essentially a coin flip, right? Mariners are minus 115, Guardians are minus 105. I guess I would pay the cheaper price and go with the Indians, I guess, because they have a better lineup. But Seattle's also at home. This is a total toss-up to me.
I think I would go with the under still. Mariners, where they play is pitcher friendly. You have two great pitchers. I think we see an under. So that's going to be the play for me. Even though it's not going to make the card, do think we see an under in Seattle.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.